Getting that record, very lovely, John.
Thank you very much.
To see it. That record, John sort of leaned over and presented Catherine and I with gifts.
Oh,
very,
lovely.
Very
fantastic.
Nicely.
Tell the truth.
And then said...
And then said, to be honest, I just got them free at the last thing of that.
I'm recycling.
Regifting.
That's brilliant.
Regifting, but that was...
Because
I remember coming into your trailer. Tell him why I gave you that candle.
He came in... Yeah, but I'm not in the same trailer now.
Did you get a new one?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
John has got me a fantastic... Is this a candle?
Yes. You can't say the name of it.
I can't, but I can say what flavour it is. It's white narcissus and jasmine.
White narcissus.
Mate, do you want to talk, John? I mean, God bless them, but when you kept all those dogs in your trailer down there...
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't the most fragrant place.
No, but I was conscious of it, and I made sure it was clean when they were you know, done. Yeah. But yeah. But Catherine's didn't smell like dogs. Catherine had a problem with her toilet.
Oh.
The plumbing, because sometimes, you know, in those trailers, the plumbing backfires a little bit.
These are the trailers that that are portable dressing rooms when we're on location, obviously.
And the guys who look after them, they're really good.
Ah, fantastic.
But when a problem goes wrong, it goes wrong.
You don't want to back up on a chemical toilet.
Well, you don't. That's why when I first went into the trailer, when I started the fourth series, it'd been the trailer that Kylie had used. Lots of Kylie candles all the way around.
Really?
And we know why. Because she didn't like the smell either.
No, Kylie. I imagine Kylie was rather affronted to be forced with a chemical loose smell. She's a bit too fragrant for that.
She's one of us, though.
She's one of us. I'm not saying she's not. She's very, very much one of us. But, you know, you don't stink up Kylie's trailer with a chemical toilet.
He's like, Kylie, stink up the trailer.
Yeah, if she wants to stink up the
trailer,
she can
stink it up.
Decision.
Kylie can do whatever she likes.
Kylie can do whatever she likes. She's Kylie.
The law of Kylie.
Kylie with a K.
I know him so well.
Yeah. All right, I heard you earlier. And it's not me singing an American John and a Scottish John.
That would be so funny, though,
that would
John.
Be brilliant, actually.
Well, you've got to hear about that.
You would?
Yeah.
You've got to do it in a big fur hat. One in a big fur hat. One was in a big
Nothing
fur hat.
Is so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situations must go wrong. But it took time to understand the man.
There it is. That would be good.
What is the solo version
of that?
Well, Danny Boys, who was one of the Joseph Boys who I supported.
Danny Boy.
And he's now doing Avenue Q. And he, I asked him to come and sing it with me because it's always been sung with two women about a man. And, you know, me being slightly, you know, doing things with a John Barrowman twist.
Slightly theatrical
and gay. I've two boys singing about another guy. So, and then we have the solo version, which is just me singing.
Okay.
It's actually a really good, Elaine Page played it a lot on her Radio 2 show on Sundays, which was really, really kind of him and nice.
I was thinking about you being a gay gentleman. Not something you're afraid to admit.
No.
And Hollywood, and even still in this country, there's still sometimes
there are no gay actors in Hollywood
that you're not allowed to admit.
Oh, please! There's plenty of gay actors out there.
Of course there are,
and they they're still stuck in that closet. Yeah.
And the idea being that if you do that, female fans won't be able to fancy you. But I've been at one of your concerts, and it's rammed to the gunnels with ladies who would like to lick you up and down.
Yeah, well, I think it's because if I had the formula, I would bottle it and sell it, right? And you know I'd be marketing that right now.
You'd be on this show promoting it.
What would your aroma be
called? In fact, you'd give us a bottle, wouldn't you?
Narcissist.
Of course.
I don't know why, but I think audiences appreciate honesty, and they appreciate you being yourself.
Well, it proves it's not an issue, doesn't it?
Well, of course it's not an issue.
Yeah.
It's not my job to bring people out of the closet. Absolutely not, because there might be an emotional reason as to why they're not admitting it themselves, and that's perfectly fine. But if you're not doing it because you're afraid you're going to lose your job
or your career, someone's going to
treat you differently, then you know what? You got to step up to the plate and become a real man or a woman and start speaking honestly. Because it's detrimental. I get so many letters, David. I know you get these kind of letters, and you too, Catherine, from people who watch us on television in Doctor Who or in the other stuff that we do, they say, you've changed our lives. And I get that all the time, from teenage boys and girls, you know, and they'll say, you know, I feel more confident in myself. And it's not necessarily about being gay or straight. It's about, you know, building that confidence and having some kind of I don't like using the word, but I'm going to say it, that kind of role model. And there's no issue with that, really. But when you get, like, from an 18-year-old who says, I was thinking about, you know, committing suicide, but I see you as a man who is, you know, comfortable with himself and da-da-da-da-da, can you help me? I feel the same, but I don't know how to go about it. And I put them in touch with organizations that will help mm-hmm. them, you know? So it's not an issue anymore.
No.
Good. We should play a record.
That was kind of heavy, wasn't it? Let's do something fun.
It's good. Let's play some pop.
Yeah, let's play some.
Let's play pop music.
We've got three tracks.
I so did not know your real name was McDonald.
You didn't?
I didn't. Now that I know David Tennant, you chose the gay icon to get your name from. I love you even more. This is pop music.